News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Several reports of treacherous road conditions throughout north central Wisconsin in the late afternoon and evening hours. Quite a few roads having slide-offs, a couple of fender benders, and a lot of slow-moving traffic. We're getting a lot of reports on Highway 29, where some of the traffic is down to 30 miles per hour in some places. One report from a truck driver said it's taken 4 hours just to get from the Twin Cities to close to the Abbotsford area. He hasn't gone through Abbotsford yet. He is eastbound. And we've also had plenty of reports of slide-offs a little bit earlier between Merrill and Wausau. What we can tell you right now is if it is a road north of Highway 54, it's probably filled with scattered slippery spots. And if it is north of Highway 64, it's snow-covered and slippery. Now, several of the other highways are packed precipitation which froze to the surface, such as Highways 29 and 10 and quite a bit of Highway 51 and I-39. So be very careful driving this evening. The roads can change in an instant. A downtown Wausau business that features food and live music will close at the end of this year. It's the Fillmore. It was once a theater and will soon be the Downtown Mission Church. Schertz Property spokesperson Tim Schertz said the Fillmore will continue with its entertainment schedule through the end of the year. And that's when the Downtown Mission Church will start holding services in that building. Here's a story that can only come from a Packer-crazed Wisconsin couple. They had their third child Sunday in Green Bay. The baby suffered a broken left collarbone in childbirth. So the parents named him Aaron Rodgers Trakowski. Fitting, hey? Storm Track 9 forecast from Tony Schumacher. Cloudy, light snow and rain tonight down to 38. Clouds, occasional sleet and snow with that. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, spotty drizzle, high 37. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.